Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 72. And we're going to scroll down the international side and see you all join us on part number 72, Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 72. Let's go down the international side and see who all are joining us. And it reads, all the slots is filled. That's 195 international countries. So we got them represented all over the known world. And the WCC still got the block on the total of the room. So soon later, they'll move the block off the black tag, and we can see exactly how many is in the room. All right, WCC. All right, good enough. And WCC got the Latter-day Saints is riding, like they said in last night lesson, a seer, 2-on-1. Well, that's good enough. One thing about it, we read in last night lesson showing you that the fact of the matter is in 1745 through 47, David said, in this name, all you going down in this name. All right, good enough. So we is unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. The box tail have been lit. The curtain have went up. And we're going to bring our elder, and he can tell you we'll bring this broadcast, and we'll get something going on take number 72. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh beat you there, see right here.
And Yahweh bless you, see as well, to see as well. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
All right, Elder, all I can tell you is 195 international countries have logged in for this broadcast. And what's the actual count of the room, the WCC still got the block on that. They won't show us that. But one thing we do know, you on the clock to let them know who bring this broadcast, and then we'll take it from there. You on the clock, Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Well, as you know, many of us who are in the word of Yahweh, we try to pass that word as generally as we're supposed to do, called rehearsing the righteous act. But how often have you tried to speak to someone, telling them the correct thing according to the Bible, time after time, and they still deny the word that will do them justice? The Bible describes such people as this in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse number 15. Let's take a look at that. Acts chapter 7, verse number 15. I had to really take a look at that because it says, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in mind and heart and ears, you always resist the righteous spirit as your fathers did, and so do ye. That's a pretty rough statement of how people resist the word of Yahweh. And that statement doesn't simply mean it's a family thing, I do as my father did. Normally we call it SOS, it's stuck on stubbornness. We could describe that a different way, but for the purpose of the broadcast, we'll say stuck on stubbornness. The Bible always describes his actions that we read, like in the book of Hebrews, in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 30 to 32. 30 says, backbiters, haters of Yahweh, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable or unmerciful. 32. Who knowing the judgment of Yahweh, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them and that what they do them. So when you treat these actions according to scriptures, you have to do what it tells us to do in the Bible, in the book of Matthew's. Chapter 10, verse number 14. 14 says, and whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart of that house or city, shake the dust from your feet. How much clearer could that be? Because I generally run into that quite often, but when you run into people like that, you have to remember what the Bible tells us, how to handle those people just as I described. You'll find that entrance way to righteousness is very narrow, as in 2 Esther chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow, set in a dangerous place to fall, like it is fire on the right hand and deep water on the left. 8, and only one pass between them both, even between the fire and water, so small that they could only one man and woman go there at once. Well, we know we don't have a lot of leeway for Yahuwah's words. This is why we came to this ministry, to help guide you through these dark times, and we welcome and thank all of you for attending Yahuwah's ministry. We're open unto you live from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyahdah.com. That's TRIBEYHDH.com. And after you click enter, just under the big layer, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse number 8, and verse number 9. And this is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's a feature only available during live broadcast time. In order to use it, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses to use. The first is Tribe. That's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. For writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAAL. This is also used for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, one note, we do have a few numbers you can also call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures you have questions on, and it can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Another note that we have to make clear is please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He is generally usually pretty busy with the WCC, with the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos as we've seen on our broadcasts. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579 And if your question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m. Of course, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, once again, enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one note we'd like to make, that's during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk, where the sound is crystal clear. We will be listed on Pal Talk under Ethnic Group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to learn the scriptures, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will flow smoothly, remembering what it tells us when we're doing that in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 33. 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, and all churches are covenants of the saints. So let's try and keep our Bibles open and see what it is yet to learn. Pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, that's on your part. And we'll catch you on the bottom part to give you a closing statement on tape number 72.
The seminary, which trains many Southern Baptist preachers, is acknowledging something about its history that was widely known but often ignored. It was founded by men who owned slaves and money. The Southern Baptist Theological Seminary reviews its legacy of racism in a new report, and we have worn out mentors Tom Jones.
This only one-page document is thoroughly researched and unsparing. In an introductory letter, Seminary President Albert Miller summarizes, the founding fathers of this school, all four of them, were deeply involved in slavery and deeply complicit in the defense of slavery, Miller writes. Many of their successors, he says, advocated segregation and the inferiority of African Americans.
We knew in generalities that the founders of the seminary owned slaves. We knew in generality that they've been very much a part of Southern culture, the culture of Reconstruction, and even legal segregation, but it had never been documented.
The report, written by six current and former faculty members, draws heavily on the seminary's own archives. It acknowledges the only reason a separate Southern Baptist denomination was formed back in 1845 was because Northern Baptists refused to appoint slaveholders as missionaries. The Southern Baptist Convention, more than 20 years ago, apologized for its connection to slavery. Last year, it passed a resolution condemning white supremacy. The Southern Baptists today are distinguished from others, mainly by their more evangelical and politically conservative identity. Allison Green, a historian of religion at Emory University, says this new report is significant, but she wonders what might follow.
Making a statement about Confederate monument might be a next step, or taking a stand on questions of voting rights in the 21st century.
There will be more changes, says Albert Miller, but I can't say what yet. There are no statues on the campus of seminary founders to remove, he says. There are buildings named after the founders. No changes there are planned.
Taking this just in an effort to try to hide.
This is the seminary story, Miller says. The new report is the school taking responsibility for its history.
Thank you. How old is she, boy?
I can answer.
Hey, up, Gemma. Stranger, she knows teaching her to read. That's true. That Terry was taught to read. Now I'm saying this. Let me show you. Can you explain to me the meaning of what you just read? It's like a parrot. Read that in Shakespeare. Oh, God.
Let's precept that to
book of Psalms. I mean, make it Titus. Let's go to the book of Titus and look at verse number 2, 11, and 12. Let's take a look at something that's written over in the book of Titus there, Elder. We're going to Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
Okay. The book of Titus, looking at chapter 2, verse number 11 and verse number 12. Verse 11 says, "For the grace of Yahuwah that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. 12, teaching us that denying unyahuwahliness and unworldliness lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and yahuwahly in this present world."
Mm-hmm. So we found out grace is not something that you ain't gonna do anything. Grace is a teacher. Denies us from doing things that's contrary to what's read in the book. It's not nothing done away. Just like, for example, you got a bill that you can't pay right away. And you will say, well, look, Mr. Bill, hold on. I can't pay that bill right now. He said, well, what you want, little grace? He said, yeah, how much time do you need? You need about a couple of weeks, okay? You got a little grace. But that don't mean that you don't pay the bill. That means you got time to get it right. And that's the same thing you got going on right now. You got time to get this story right. And that's why we come on this network 6 nights a week. And you're getting the grace every time we come on this network to tell you, let's take a look at what's written in this book and understand one thing. The world going to make their statements. And you got to understand one thing that they say it may not be right. You have to be let's go to the 17th chapter of Acts and show you exactly what you have to do. We're going to Acts chapter 17, and we'll pick it around by verse 4 down to verse 11. Let me give you an idea what got to happen. We're going to Acts chapter 17, 4 down to verse 11, Elder. Let's see what's going on in Acts 17, 4 down to 11. Come on.
Going to the book of Acts, chapter 17, starting at verse number 4 to verse number 11. Verse number 4 reads, "And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few." 5. "But the Jews which believed not, moved in envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all in the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring him out to the people." 6. "And when they found them not, they drew Jason and a certain brother up unto the ruler of the city, crying, These that have turned out the world upside down are come hither also. 7. Whom Jason had received, and all these that do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. 8. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. 9. And when they had taken security of Jason and the other, they had let them go. 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto the bearer, who, coming thither, went unto the synagogue churches of the Jews of Gadda. 11. These were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and search the scriptures daily whether those things were so."
Mm-hmm. I'll back and read verse 6 again. What did it say again in verse 6 again? So you said, the one see one, when you're noble, you search the scriptures to see what says isn't so. So you have to, you know, you hear a lot of things that say it, but you have to have the option to go and search and see exactly what it said, and that's what it did. Because they said Paul was doing something And we need to hear it again in verse 6. What were Paul and Silas, what were they doing in verse 6?
Verse number 6 says, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brothers unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have not turned the world upside down are come to the hither also.
So read that again, Elder. Read that again. Make the real play. Read that again, Elder.
Okay, verse number 6 says, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brothers unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also.
So he says, these brothers have turned this world upside down, and now them came to our vicinity. So he's already prophesied it will be a ministry to start being able to look at a lot of things that have been said and then search the scriptures to see if it's so. Let's go to Nehemiah 2:10 on that one, Elder. Let's go to Nehemiah 2, verse 10 on that. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse number 10. Let's find out a little bit more on that. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10. You see, it will be a ministry that will be going to start examining some things, and they're going to see it's the soul by searching the scriptures. And that ministry is Voices of the True is like the Sixth Anointed Camp. You take a look at everything on the table. Now, if it's good, we're going with it. But if it's not, we're going to check it out. And that's why the WCC and the Modern Day Saints, they got a problem with this ministry because they say the Romans teaching that we're doing is dividing the country, and we want to bring the country together. All right, we're going to take a look at that shortly too. Nehemiah 2, verse 10, what it say?
Nehemiah chapter 2, verse number 10 says, and when Sabalat the Horonite and the Tobiah the servant and the Ammonite heard of it, grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. See, and that is the problem today, because the children of Israel have put themselves in a position where at a point that they don't know who they are, and they will respond to more things that's contrary to the Bible than who they are. And until they recognize who they are according to biblically and what did he say about the children of Israel biblically. Made a statement there, Elder, pertaining to the children of Israel, that something's going to happen to them in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, 25, 45 through 49, and 64. He made a statement that something's going to happen to the children of Israel. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 and 25, and then we'll skip down to 45 through 49 and verse 64. He made a profound statement, and we're going to see what Moses said to a people, and we're going to find out. Deuteronomy 28, look what it says in verse 15, skip down to verse 25, 45 through 49 and 64. He made a profound statement. Let's talk about it, Elder. Take your time, and sooner or later, the rest of the room, the one that's going to pop some Bible will be on shortly. So just kind of bear with me for a minute until we get this thing going on. You on the clock. Come on.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse number 15. 25, 45 to 49, and verse number 64. 15 says, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Yahuwah, to do all his commandments, Torah instructions, and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. verse number 25. 25 says, the Yahuwah shall cause thee to be smited before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse number 45 to 49 says, 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hast hearkened not unto the voice of the Yahuwah, to keep his commandments, Torah instructions, and his statutes, which he commanded thee. 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign, and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. 47. Because thou servest not the Yahuwah, with joyfulness, and with gladness of heart or mind, for the abundance of all things. 48. Therefore thou shalt serve thine enemies, which Yahuwah shall send against them, against thee in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and want all of the things that he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. 49. The Yahuwah shall bring a nation against thee from far, and the end of the earth, as swift as an eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. 64 says, and the Yahuwah shall scatter thee among all the people, and from one end of the earth even unto the other. And when thou shalt serve another Yahuwah, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone.
Mm-hmm. I'll read verse 64 again there, Elder. I'll take your time to read verse 64 again, because there's a point in there that points back to verse 25. So look at that verse real carefully in that verse 64. And that's as Moses talking to a people, and we're going to identify the people that he's talking to shortly. What did he say in verse 64 again? Take your time, Elder.
Verse number 64. And the Yahuwah shall scatter thee among all the people, from one end of the earth even unto the other. And thou shalt serve another Yahuwah, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone.
He said, otherwise you're going to get off into the wood religion, and that's Christianity. And you all are still going to get off into the rock religion, that's Islam. He said, it's already prophesied this to happen to a people. And let's see what people he's saying that Moses was writing in the 1400s B.C. And what's going to happen to these people is that you're going to cross me and get up on the curse. And you're going to find yourself serving wood. And that's anything with the sign of the cross. That's Christianity. And you're going to be serving a rock, and that's Mecca. You'll be serving Islam. So it's all, and then you'll be serving the five-pointed star. We'll take care of that a little bit later. But you're going to be offered to everything contrary to, but who is he talking about? They're going to be in every nation up on the song that we can read. Who is he talking about, Elder? Let's find what he's talking about by going to the 31st chapter of Deuteronomy. Let's see exactly who he's telling. It's going to be in every nation upon the sun. And we're going to Deuteronomy 31. And we're going to find out what he's talking about. And Deuteronomy 31, and we're going to look at verse number 1. Who is he telling us that they're going to be in every nation upon the sun? Deuteronomy 31, verse 1 says what?
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse number 1 says, and Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel.
So this message is for all Israel. And tell me how many is all Israel in 49:28 of Genesis. How many What is the number of all Israel? So this message for all Israel, back up, Elder, to the 49th chapter, verse 28, and let's find out how many is all Israel.
Genesis chapter 49, looking at verse number 28, says, 28, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
Mm-hmm. So all Israel is 12, and is nobody in all Israel named the Jew. No Israelite is named the Jew. Matter of fact, we might well, for time's sake, let's find out exactly when you address the Israelites. Let's look at their birth certificate and see exactly if anybody named the Jew. Let's go to Exodus chapter 1 and look at 1 through 7. We're going to find out something because we have a tendency to call the children of Israel the Jew. But we're going to look at their birth certificate and see if anybody named the Jew out of 12 sons. Let's see if anybody named the Jew. Let's run to Exodus chapter 1 there, Elder. And we're going to read down 1 through 7. And we're just going to read and see, can we come up with 12 names? And let's see would anybody be called the Jew. Exodus chapter 1:1, and take on down to verse 7. Exodus 1:1 through 7.
The book of Exodus, starting at chapter 1, reading through verse number 7. Verse 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt, Mizraim. Every man and his household came to Jacob, that we know as Israel. 2. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. 3. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. 4. Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. 5. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob, that we know as Israel, were 70 souls for Joseph that was in Egypt, Mizraim, already. 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph...
Go ahead.
6. And Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceedingly and mightily, and the land was filled with them.
Mm-hmm. So we read all 12 names, and nobody is a Jew. So anytime you address the nation of Israel of being a Jew, that means that you have ignored what was said in Deuteronomy 4, verse number 2. So anytime somebody addressed the nation of Israel, 12 sons, as a Jew. Let's see. The only way you can do that is according to Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. Let's see how you can dress them as a Jew. And let's see what the rules and regulation it is in Deuteronomy 4, verse 2, the Elder. Let's see what it says.
Going to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse number 2. 2 says, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall thee diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments, the Torah instructions of the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which I command you.
Mm-hmm. Now we're gonna precept that to Solomon 30, verse 5 and 6, of Proverbs 30, and see what Solomon says in the 30th chapter, verse 5 and 6. We're gonna find out what Solomon said. Behind that, the wisest man in the world, he made a profound statement pertaining to that in the 30th chapter, verse 5 and 6, Elder. See, the key to it is what he's telling the children of Israel. You was going to go off into captivity, and things you were going to lose, and that's exactly what you are on right now. You don't know who you are, and we can't help you until you know who you are biblically, who you are. Then we can build you up to the point where you can see all the other nations, because every other nation have claimed you. The ones over there in in the land of Israel, they don't claim you. But you can't get them out. You know why? Because it tells you in 11 verse 3, of some, if your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? See, when you New Testament Christians, you will never see what's written in 11 verse 3 of your foundation. And until you come back to your foundation, then you better recognize who's who and who's not. So, and that's the reason why right now, the WCC, the World Council of Churches, and the Latter-day Saints can claim you, and they can tell you that you're teaching the book of Romans wrong. And you can't get out from under. But we're going to show you how to get into the book of Romans and come out of the book of Romans with no problem, but you have to have your foundation to be able to do so. Because when you jump down in the book of Romans, right there and there, your mind ain't going to be up on the all nations. And we're going to show you soundly what it means. Maybe not in this lesson, but in the lesson to come, we'll take care of that. But to read now, as Ryan read Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and 6. And see what the wisest man in the world said. If you do so, if you add to his word, if you put another name on these people, let's see what he got written in 30, verse 5 and 6 of Proverbs.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 5 and verse number 6 says, verse 5, every word of Yahuwah is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. 6. Add not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
Mm-hmm. So when you add to his words, you will be found a liar. Now, let's find out a little bit more by running to Psalms 118. Now, David, but in... We just throw it on the table. We're not going to go read it. But in Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3, David was speaking from the righteous mental spirit's mouth. So whatever David wrote in the book of Psalms, the mental spirit is the one told him to write it. And that's in 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3. So with that understanding, whatever David's saying, he was told to put this down. So now we go on to the 118 chapter, verse 26 of Psalms. We're on to 118 now, Yoda. We're going to run to 118, and we'll take a little look at something that's written in 118, verse 26. 118 of the book of Psalms, we're going to take a look at something, and 118, verse number 26. Take a look at something, Yoda. 118.
Verse 26.
118. Verse number 26. Let's see what we can read in 118, verse 26 and verse 29. Let's take a look at Psalms 118, verse 26 and 29. Now remember, David is speaking from the mouth of the ministering spirit according to 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what was told to David to write in verse 26 and 29.
In the book of Psalms, chapter 118, verses number 26 and verse 29. 26 says, blessed he that cometh in the name of the Yahuwah. We have blessed you out of the house of the Yahuwah.
I'll read that again.
29.
You left out the name, J.L. Read that again in verse 26.
Okay. 26 says, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Yahuwah. We have blessed you out of the house of the Yahuwah.
So the ministering spirit, hold that for there. The ministering spirit is saying it's a prophecy of the coming of somebody. And he said when he come, he's going to come in the name of Yahuwah. And it'll be a blessing and blessing that he that understand this thing. When he do come, according to verse 26, blessed be he that cometh in the name of them four letters. So when he comes, he's going to be coming in the name of these four letters. Get down to verse number 29.
Verse 29 says, O give thanks unto the Yahuwah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Mm-hmm. So the mental spirit says, he's prophesizing of somebody's coming. And he's going to come in the name of the Father. That's what he's going to come in. And they tell you that he'll come in the name of these four letters when he do come. YHWH. Because when you go in your computer and you put the word Lord in there, and it'll run right back to Baal and run all the way back up to YHWH. Satan the devil, and get all the way past that, you find out you're moving YHWH to get to his name, the Lord. So keep that in your mind. Now, so he says, he going to come in the name of YHWH. Let's run to the fifth chapter and find out, here he comes. Let's run to the fifth chapter of St. John. Take a look at something in the fifth chapter of St. John. Verse number 39. Let's see what it says in St. John 5, verse 39. We're going to look at St. John 5, 39. Look at WCC saying, why are you making a total opposite? When are you going to get back on to what you're on? As well, we'll get back on it once we are prepared to get back on it. We see you got the deck set. We'll get back on the WCC. But right now, we're going another way for right now. We're going to St. John chapter 5, and we'll get down at verse 39. Let's see what it says in 39 and 43.
39 and 43.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the book of St. John, chapter 5, verses 39 and verse 43. 39 says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Verse 43. And I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If I shall come in another name, him ye will receive.
What do you say again in verse 43? Take your time on there. What do you say in 43?
43 says, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If I shall come in his own name, him ye will receive.
If I shall come in another name, you will receive. He said, I came in my Father's
name.
He said, I came in my Father's name, but he said, but you're not going to receive me in my Father's name. You're going to receive me in the mother name. So this is prophesying that you're going to receive me in other names. You're not going to receive me in the name that I came in. I came in my Father's name. So whatever the Father's name is, that's exactly what the Son's name is. But he said, you're not going to receive me. But we're going to leave that like it is for right now. Let's go to, let's run to the book of Isaiah for a minute. We're going to Isaiah 44. It's something else I want to bring to the table in Isaiah 44, Elder. In Isaiah 44, we're going to take a look at a statement that's written in Isaiah 44. Let's see what it says, and we read down from 1 down to verse number 5. Isaiah 44, 1 down to verse 5. Let's see what it says, Elder.
Isaiah chapter 44, starting at verse 1 to verse number 5. 1 says, yet now hear, O Jacob, Israel, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. 2, thus says the Yahweh that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which he will help thee. Fear, O not, Jacob, Israel, my servant, and thou, Jezreel, whom I have chosen. 3, for I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and flood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. 4, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. 5, one shall say, I am the Yahweh's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, Israel. And another shall strive with his hand unto the Yahweh and surname himself by the name of Israel.
He says, hold that point right there. He said they're going to surname themselves Israel. He said sooner or later they're going to wake up and start putting this thing together. Now, Warren did come already saying that in verse 5, Warren should say, I am Yahweh. We are the four letters. So Warren have said that. That was prophecy of what we just got through reading in 5, 39, and 43. So Warren have said that. But he said another going to start surnaming themselves, putting at the last their name Israel. And there's a reason why they're going to put at the last their name Israel. We're going to find out why. Soon they're going to wake up and understand something. Let's go to 422 of the book of Exodus. Let's start seeing why. And sooner or later, they're going to look at something is wrong. And imagine when you got sons and daughters. You might have them at the daycare center. And you can walk in the door if your son or daughter start crying. You can recognize your son and daughter's cry. And that's the same thing you kind of tell you. It's something you got to do for your those that's in heaven, the father and the son, to hear your cry. It's something you got to do so they can be all ears and say, that's my son and daughter calling on me. And when you remember when you was raising your offspring, when they cried, you stopped what you were doing and you weren't seeing what they needed to work with to come upon. And that's the same thing got to happen today for a people that he named something. We'll find out a little bit later. Let's go to Exodus 4:22 there, Elder. Let's see what we can read in 4:22 of the book of Exodus.
The book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 22. 22 says, and thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn.
Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Let's go to the first chapter of Jeremiah. And let's see what we can read behind that. Let's go to Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31. We're going to Jeremiah 31, Elder. And we're going to take a look at something written in Jeremiah 31, the book of Jeremiah. And we look at Jeremiah 31. And we're going to look right down at verse number 9. Jeremiah 31, verse number 9. What do you say?
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse number 9 says, they shall come weeping and with supplications, and I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of the water and straightway, wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn.
I'm a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. So he said, Ephraim is my firstborn, Ephraim. Now, find out something of what happened. What happened in 1 Kings? Find out something happened in 1 Kings chapter 11. Now, remember, Ephraim is my firstborn. Because, see, what happened, we jumped down in this book. And until we paint this picture very clear, because something happened in the 11th chapter that have to be shown to the children of the book. Something happened in the 11th chapter. And we'll look at the 11th chapter here, verse 29. First Kings chapter 11. And we'll pick it with verse 29. Let's see what it says there, Elder. And we'll take it out to verse 32. Mm-hmm.
What was that, 36?
We'll make it
29.
29, down verse 32. First Kings.
The book of chapter 29. Chapter 11, verses 29 to 32.
Chapter 11, 29 and 32. Let's see what it says.
I got it.
Go ahead.
I got it. First Kings, chapter 11, looking at verses 29 to 32. 29 says, "And it came to pass at that time, when Jeroboam went out of the Jerusalem, Gadab, that the prophet, seer, Ahijah, and Shimei found them in the way, that he had clad himself with a new garment, and they were alone in the field. 30. And Ahijah caught the new garment and was on him, that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces. 31. And he said to Jeroboam, "Take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith the Yahuwah, for the Yahuwah of Israel, behold, I will rid the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and I will give 10 tribes to thee. 32. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem, Yada's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel."
And verse 35.
And verse 35. 35 says, "And I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and I will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes."
So from that point on, when you mention Israel, you have to holler 10 points. So right then and there, they no longer a united kingdom. That's the prophecy of them going through. So when you get past 1 Kings 12, you only talk 10 tribes, you talk Israel. Then you have to put the name Ephraim Israel or Judah Israel. You have to be definitive about what you're talking about, but we be clear what you're talking about after you get past. But we're gonna leave that right there, and we wanna get back to the book of Romans. We're gonna get back into the book of Romans now, Elder. We're gonna see some things that we need to know along the way, so we're just gonna take it slow on some things that we need to know. Although we have to go with a different route in the ninth blessing. We're going to make some adjustment in the ninth blessing, but we'll still take care of some things that need to be taken care of. So we're going to find out, what will happen is WCC has not made a point. All the readers will not be in on the broadcast because you're going to say something, see it, and we ain't going to let them say nothing. So that's the way it is. So they knew a trap was set to take care of some pretty good stuff for the ninth lesson, but they have a tendency to block all the readers to being in on the broadcast. You know, if they didn't get in at about the time you got in, they would not be able to get in the room because you're going to be able to say something and be very upset with you right now. So don't look forward for nobody being in the room tonight, Elder, unless they figure out how to get in the room, because he said it, the WCC said we blocking all the readers coming in the room tonight. They would not be in the room tonight. Keep that in mind. So we'll go around it another way. Like they can read my mind. How you can read my mind? I don't even know what I'm gonna say myself. So I'm gonna pull a couple things out. I'm gonna pull a couple things out because we go to Romans book. Let's go to the book of 2 Timothy. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2:26. So we clear that what's going on. And although they tried to get in the room, but WCC said they will not be in the room. That's what they called it. All right. So go to 2 Timothy 2:26.
The book of 2 Timothy.
Is a load. See, this ministry is a load on the known world. And like I said again, once we understand that we got a job to do, and you have to, those that going to learn this word, you have to learn this word on the run through the stretcher. Can it your emotion get in the way? You got to know how to take care of this business. Then Yahweh going to intervene. Because he don't, remember, everybody going to take their best shot. Keep that in your mind. They're going to take their best shot. It's up to you to respond to it. We're going to 2 Timothy 2:26. What does it say?
In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse number 26 says, And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who is taken captive by him at his will.
Yeah. Read that again. He said, you're going to have to recover from the devil that I'm fucking. Read that again, Neil. Read that again.
Verse number 26 says, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who is taken captive by him at his will, who are taken captive by him at his will.
So, you hear what he's saying? He said, you have to figure out how to get out from under Satan the devil. Tony tells me, you're going to have to, see, we coming. See, all we can do, hold it, pull it right out of that. Go to Luke chapter 22 now, you know. See, we know this ministry is a load, and no question about it. And anything they can do, they're going to do it. So you got to expect it. That's why you have to make sure you word up in the Almighty Yahweh. Word up. Y'all be word up now. And Yahweh told you, if you word up, I got you. And 54:17, the book of Isaiah, I got you. You got to know I got you. You got to believe it. Now we're going to Luke 22. We're going to the book of Luke 22 there, Elder. And we're going to look at a statement that says 31. Let's see. Now, he looked right at the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. He told him something. He told him something. As a matter of fact, we might as well read 28 to 31. Let's see what he told him. He looked right at the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. He had something to tell him. Yahweh the Son had something to tell him in verse 28 to 31. What did he say there that we can read? Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 28 to 31. 28 says, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. 29. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me. 30. That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on my thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. 31. And the Yahweh said, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that they may sift you as wheat.
Mm-hmm. And what happened next verse? And what happened next? Next verse.
32. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brothers.
Yeah, man, Zan. He said, now you become the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, Simon, the one you call Peter. Okay. He said, but now you know, Satan is out of here, you know? And if he get his hand on you, he's going to sift you like wheat. But all I can do is pray for you that you stand tall. But when the temptations come and all that come upon you, and trials and tribulations, he tell you plainly what to do in St. John 16:33. What he tell you plainly to do in St. John 16:33? He said, now, these things will come upon you, but I'm going to tell you what to do. Huh? I'm going to tell you what to do. In St. John 16:33. What did he say, Yoda, that you got to do?
In the book of St. John's, chapter 16, verse number 33 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that they may have peace in the world. You shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
He said, look here. He said, be of good cheer. He said, now, you're going to be tried, but be of good cheer when it happens. He said, you're going to be tried, because what you can is what's going to activate the Yahuwah to come back, his word. And as long as you and what we hearing is a lot of members of the Southern Baptist Church Convention, they dropping, the members is dropping out their members. They dropping out of there. Because they're saying plainly, if the seer is not talking right, then why don't you put some on it? That's what he's saying. Why don't you put some on it then if he's not talking right? And they set up the new president is the new president of the Southern Baptist Convention in Mobile, Alabama, of the Redemption Church, that we have invited Seer to come down to conform us with what he's teaching out of Romans, but he have not accepted the invitation. We will send him and his congregation to come down to Mobile, Alabama, Redemption Church, and show us where we is teaching wrong and he is teaching right. So, Pastor Litton, the new president of the Southern Baptist Church Convention. He's a head man in Mobile, Alabama, church called Redemption. Because we will show soundly that we're teaching Romans the right way, and he is teaching it wrong. Okay? Good. Now we got, now who's this? We got NAACP, Lee Brand Jr. He's the vice president. And what is memo saying? And what's this memo saying? Well, we ain't doing all the memos today, because we see exactly that if we can prove that the seer is teaching wrong, all he got to do is accept the invitation to come to Mobile, Alabama, with his congregation, and we will show soundly that he is teaching wrong the book of Romans. Good. And what did other memo say? And we'll prove soundly that Russell Nelson, the president of the Latter-day Saints, God's representative on earth, that God talked to him first, then he distributed what to be said to the world. So Russell Nelson, 97, is God's representative on earth. God speaks to him, then he speaks to the others. So according to WCC saying, this broadcast will be, it won't be on as long as you think it is there, brother. elder. So what we get, what we can, because the world ain't too happy with the six anointing council bosses of it you had tonight. So elder, what verse we left off on?
It looks like we had left off on St. John 16:33.
Okay, good. We got that out the way. I was looking at these memos on the table. So in the second book of Maccabees, why is we in trouble anyway? In the second book of Maccabees, chapter 7, why is we in trouble anyway? We're going to 2 Maccabees chapter 7. Verse 20-32. Why really we in trouble? And this is the message we're trying to get over, and it's written why we are in trouble. In 2 Maccabees 7, verse 30 down to verse 32 says what? Why are we in trouble?
Second Maccabees chapter 7, starting at verse 30 to verse number 32. 30 says, while she was yet speaking these words, the young man said, whom wait for? Whom ye wait for? I will not obey the king's commandment, but I will obey the commandments of the law that was given unto our fathers by Moses. Thorough instructions. 31, and thou hast been the author of all mischief against the Hebrews shall not escape the hands of Yahweh.
32.
For we suffer because of our sins, transgressions.
So, you know the reason why we suffer? Because of our sins. Torah tribe is scattered. You know the reason why we in condition we're in right now? We need to know why you suffer, because you sinned against your mighty one. And that's the reason why now everybody got a hold to your books. But it told you that they were going to take a hold of your books and hold on and go to book Obadiah. Let's run the book Obadiah there, elder. Let me show you that it's written. This is what's going to happen. And now we, but you got light. And like I said again, this ministry voice over to his light is going to show you some things that you need to know and write by you searching the scripture. Because they bring it back information to their leadership, and their leadership don't have no answer. Who is this guy? Who is this? So, they tell me who bosses over to his wife. They saying that what you teaching is wrong, and they proving it every night. So if he's wrong, why don't y'all put some on it? That's why we got an invitation to come to Mobile, Alabama, and put on our case at the Redemption Church in Mobile, Alabama, by the president called Ed Lacton, LITTON. He is the president of Southern Baptist Church. He's a head man now. But he also still a pastor at Redemption. And he said, come on down. We'll see who's right and who's wrong. Come on down. But we read last night's lesson. We're going to come down after we line up with the book. Matter of fact, let me show you what we read a little bit when we're going to make our move. Let's run back to the 10th chapter. We'll come back there in a minute. Yeah, we'll come back there in a minute. Come back to Luke chapter 10 for a minute. It's like Luke chapter 10. So we clear what we got to do is according to the Bible. That's why we keep telling those that got in here, learn this word as fast as you can, as much as you can, as fast as you can, because, it's to your advantage to understand this, the breakdown. Let's see what it says in 10 verse 1. Or Luke 10 1. What does it say in 10 verse 1?
Luke chapter 10, verse number 1 says, after these things, the Yahweh appointed another 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face unto every city and place, whether he himself would come.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by he sent them two by two? He sent one guy and a reader. One guy and a reader. He sent them all over the place. One guy and a reader. Because one guy and a reader, that's all you got to do. See, and that means on 18:19. What it says in Matthew 18:19, one guy and a reader. He sent, Yahweh sent one guy and a reader. Both of them was from Southern Kingdom. He said, now y'all go two and spread out everywhere. You have one that's going to expound on it and one read. That's all you need. Why so? Let's go and find out why he said that in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Why he said that we can read 18:19.
The book of Matthew chapter 18, verse number 19 says, again, I say unto you, that if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
The man just said, he said, when two of you, now back up to verse number 18 and 20 behind that. So he tells you something, Steve, right? So you think he's going to take an arm and take a little bit? No. He's going to take you and a reader. You and a reader. And Yahweh, I'm going to tell you something in verse 18 and 20. You and a reader. And he'll tell you something in verse 18 and verse 20. What about you and a reader? Verse 18 and 20, same book, 18 chapter Matthew. Come on.
Okay, in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse number 20 says.
18.
20 says.
18 and 20.
Okay, 18 and 20. 18 says, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth, shall be loose in heaven. 20. 20 says, for where there are two or three gathered together in my name,